So that's the start of the book that I've written, Gotama Buddha, Life and Teachings of the Awakened One. I wanted to read that at the beginning because it does a number of things. First of all, it evokes the Buddha in the way that I'm talking about him. So all of that comes from ancient texts, or rather ancient texts plus a kind of reconstruction of what the town was like based on, you know, other ancient texts, little images and fragments that you find in them, plus the archaeology that we have. And to put it together, you have to imagine it. So I've tried to evoke that. But the texts themselves, or some of them, really do bring to life the Buddha as a person with a personality, an appearance, and not someone who's entirely beyond any particulars, and in a real place in which he has to engage, and he has to engage with real people, has to communicate with them. And another reason why I chose that is, I'll come back to it later on, is it expresses in this very nugatory, very succinct form, Gotama's vision, the Buddha's vision, in the seen, only the seen. But what does it mean? What does it mean? So this is a Buddhist center. Many of us here are Buddhists. Some of you are here because you're interested in exploring Buddhism. And in its most succinct essence, I suppose we could say that Buddhism is the teaching of the Buddha. And that teaching is the expression of whatever it is that he understood through his enlightenment. But what is that? What is this enlightenment? So therefore, what is this vision? And what is it we're trying to do when we practice it? So I'm going to come back to that rather elusive expression of the Buddha's vision and approach it step by step, but still looking at the same kind of very ancient texts. And we get a different kind of sense of the Buddha from these texts than we do from many of the legends that you may have heard about the Buddha over time. Even coming along to a beginner's course at the Buddhist Center, you probably hear certain stories about the Buddha, and there's nothing wrong with them. I tell them myself. But those stories mix a kind of legendary, supernatural, almost fairy tale kind of aspect with the story of a person going through a number of experiences. Actually, if we look at some of, at least, of the early texts that describe the period of the Buddha's life before his enlightenment, we can trace how he developed his vision. It didn't all come to him in a moment of sudden revelation when he sat under the Bodhi tree and became enlightened. In order to have reached the point where he could make the breakthrough, which he called enlightenment or awakening, he needed to have already transformed his mind. He needed to have transformed his consciousness sufficiently to be able to make the final breakthrough. And bit by bit, we can trace a story through these texts of how he discovered what he later called the Dharma, the truth that he'd understood about the nature of reality, in individual insights.